Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Linda.
Linda, how are you, Linda?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Are you the only one? I think you were the only one on here a minute ago.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, Richard, Mary, Joan. We're looking for Richard, Mary, and Joan. Okay, we'll give them a minute because we're right on time here. So how was your week?
Hectic.
Huh?
Hectic.
Half good?
No, hectic.
Oh, hectic. Hectic.
Hectic.
Sorry.
Hectic. Rhode Island accent. Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Busy?
Yeah. Busy. I feel like I'm going, I'm constantly going, but it seems like I'm going nowhere, It's like, I have so much, I have a lot going on, but, I don't know. No.
Got a lot going on, but, but not,
like,
not necessarily a lot happening.
Well, I have, a lot of action on my listings, but, no offers. I mean, like, constant showings, I have buyers that I'm, out with looking all the time, but, they're picky, or one we're putting in offers all the time, but, a lot of them aren't being accepted, or they're,
low ball
One of them's an investor, and so they're low ball, or the buyers are like, because there's so many houses on the market, they want to see more and more and more, So, it's like, and I picked up a couple more clients this week, and so,
How long have you been doing this?
6 years.
Okay, 6 years?
Okay. So now it's like,
So where are
it seems
you?
Like I'm getting busier. What? Rhode
Island. Where are you?
Rhode Island.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm like, I feel like I'm like I'm getting busier, now,
Well,
I'm always on the go, I'm always on the go. And now it's like I'm working 7 days a week. I even worked Mother's Day yesterday, because now, always working, always working.
Okay, well, we're going to get into.
I know.
We're
going to
get
know,
into some of you already know. Okay. Let me see if anybody else is on here first real quick. Richard?
Yes, I'm on, Don.
Hi, Richard. Mary? Richard, where are you from again? I know I've got this down, but I'm in a different record right now. Location.
Weathersfield, Connecticut. Yep.
Okay. I know everybody was on here, was on from the East Coast, except for, I think Mary. Is Mary or Joan here?
Trying to get you a referral, Richard. Somebody buying in Connecticut. I'm telling Richard I'm trying to get him a referral, someone that's buying in Connecticut.
Oh,
cool.
I don't know if they have an agent, so... I said,
okay,
I know somebody in Connecticut, because we're not licensed in Connecticut. So I said, I know somebody in Connecticut. So I don't know if he has an agent. So I said, if he doesn't have an agent, let me know.
Oh, that's fantastic. I really appreciate that.
He's a cash buyer, too. Yeah.
Oh, I don't work with cash buyers.
You don't?
I'm just kidding.
No. My daughter's boyfriend won the lottery. He won, I'm sorry, at Mohegan Sun. He won $2.2 million. And he's looking to buy a house in Connecticut, cash. And I'm like, so I'm like, oh, well, I know an agent. So
good, yeah.
So I'm trying to give you the referral. So I said, I know an agent. So I just told her this morning. I said, tell him, find out today if he has an agent. So I don't know. If he doesn't, I'm gonna try to give him to you. So.
Okay. Let me see if I got Mary or Joan on. Nothing. Mary. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to jump in here because I got quite a bit to do. I am recording this call, so hopefully they can get on here. I'm going to send a quick instant message to my assistant in Bend. And she's on lunch, so that's just great. let's see it go.
I almost was late on the call, Don. I'm using my cell phone right now. We had three pretty loud explosions outside the office here, right on the pole, the transformer blew, so all the power's out, and we got live wires down all over the road. We got one on a truck, and the hood is all black and just about starting to catch fire. We got fire trucks, we got police out here, we got the fire department checking buildings.
Well, that's an interesting way to start off the day.
Yeah, so I'm on my cell phone with my Bluetooth, so, you know, thankfully, I got this technology here, so I'm all set.
Okay, listen, you guys have the sheets for the coaching assignment sheets. I don't know if you used your one on your first one, but if you did, great. If you didn't, just make some copies of one of the ones you haven't used. I'm going to give you some action plans right off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah, I will not. I cannot access the internet right now. My computer is running on backup battery. So just to let you know.
Okay. Anything that you need that you don't have, just make a note of it and shoot Tammy an email or give her a call.
Okay.
You should have got your listing pendings and closed blank sheets.
Yep.
By
I never
email.
Got those. I didn't get those.
I did. I sent mine in.
You did send it in?
Okay. I sent mine in last week. I just made copies out of my book.
Okay. Well, everybody should have got them. If you didn't get them and you need them, just get ask Tammy for that also.
Okay.
And, you know, I missed where they put yours, Linda.
Oh, you didn't get it?
You
want me to fax them again?
Can you?
Because I sent them over.
I totally believe you. We're a new group, and let me just
check
one place.
Do you want them now?
Well, hang on here. Let me just check one place. Actually, just do it after the call, if you will. I won't have enough time to review it anyway.
Okay.
My apologies.
Okay.
I know we were starting off fresh, so I know I gave you a little bit of an action plan last time, but
okay.
If you guys will take your and if you don't have a the copy with you right now, just the assignment sheet coaching activity assignment sheet, session number one. You can write that on a yellow piece of paper if you want. If you don't have one of those sheets right handy right now, I do want to get these action plans out there. I'm still looking for Mary and Joan, so if they pop on here, let me know. How would you know?
What?
How would you know if anybody else was on? You wouldn't know. I'm just asking. If you know, you tell me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Go ahead and jump in here because I want to get through the lesson too. First thing I want you to put on there. Richard, are you close to your computer? Are you close to something that's making noise on your cell phone?
They said they're going to be coming over to check the building, so they said to be on standby. So I was just out in the front, Don. Let me go back up. You go back in the office.
Okay. All right.
The house next door had smoke coming out of the attic, so.
It's going to burn down.
What a
great
day.
Coaching call. Great coaching call for you today, Don.
Yeah. This was a different call than normally you get these scheduled on. Tuesdays,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. That might have
done.
Might have been a bad decision.
Okay. I'm all set to write.
You already set to write. Okay. Here's what I want you to write down. First thing is, I do want an updated listing, pendings, and closed, and preferably, I'd like to have that. A few, like the Thursday before we meet. Okay, so you give me fairly up to date, but not up to the second. Okay, so listings, pendings, and close. And until I see those, I won't go through the actual forms to tell you what's right or what's wrong, because I got half of you on here and. Well, let me just see what you did get out of that. You may end up doing them over again, but I'll try not to do that. So you know what I'm asking for there.
Yeah.
And then I'm asking you for the daily activity record evaluation sheet, which is actually the second sheet in every one of these sections.
What, that we did already?
You've done, hopefully you've done these because this is an ongoing activity. This daily activity record evaluation is the tracking of my prospecting, my list, my past client sphere expired for sale by owners on the left-hand side. You know what I'm talking about?
He told us to stop after a while. I did that for a while and then he told us to stop.
Okay.
So I stopped.
Okay, here's now was it this form or was it tracking your day by the half hour that he told you to stop?
He told us to stop the daily.
Okay.
So I was doing that. I have all my records of how long I did it for, and then he said to stop. And then we were just doing the one of them, and then he said to stop that too. That he didn't want that anymore. And I said, well, I was going to do it anyways. And I was just doing it for myself because I said if I was writing it down, it made me feel that at least I was, income-producing activities. So I was writing them down anyways for myself. And then when he started canceling the calls and stuff, then I just stopped.
Okay.
And
no, I'm not talking about tracking your day by the half hour because I'm not even asking for that.
No,
I'm talking.
He stopped. He told us to stop doing the daily.
The daily activity record and evaluation
is
where you track your prospecting.
Yeah. Yep.
Where you write down, did I go on a listing? Did I get any leads?
We were doing that for a while, and he told us to stop. We didn't have to do it anymore.
I will make this clear today, but I will continue to make it clear all the way through, and that is this daily activity, cracking, is an ongoing, I don't want to say it's a lifetime commitment, but it is a lifetime commitment. In other words, the value of this sheet is if I track every day my prospecting efforts, and I apologize for Michael, that's why he's not with us any longer, but you have to do it because what the value of this sheet, is that today, when you start doing it today, you have very little information. You know, it's really a sheet that says, this is my goal, this is what I'm tracking, and, you know, I've got to do this every day. And then after I've been doing it for a while, I won't ask you to send me your dailies if you've been consistent. I will ask you to continue to do your dailies, but then convert your numbers to weeklies so you're not sending me 10 forms, you're sending me 2, but you still have to do the dailies. And so in the short run, I want to make sure you guys get on the track, make sure you get on track to doing this activity so that you become consistent, you develop a habit and so on. Does that make sense? And
yeah.
It sounds like you already did, Linda.
And then in the last month, I just stopped.
My apologies, because that should have never happened. The big picture that this shows is even after you've got your dailies, you take, you know, a week's worth of dailies and you convert them to weeklies.
Right.
And then monthly.
Yep, right. And then when he said stop the dailies, then once we stopped the dailies and the weeklies and then stopped the monthlies, and then it was like, then you stop getting off track, and then it's like I was just doing that, writing everything down, daily, just jogging it, and then you start slacking, and then what I mean, and then once when they told me, oh, Michael's done, and then I'm like, I stopped writing everything down altogether, and now I'm like kind of like a mess again, you know what I mean, and so I'm like, I got everything all over the place again.
Let's go back to what you were doing, and let's start tracking this on a day-by-day basis. Send me your dailies.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably send those every other day or even every day is fine. I would prefer not to get, 20, 30, 40 of these things all right before a session because I can't really look at them that many at that time.
Can I see if I'm clear on this, Don? Send the updated listing pending and closed every week, maybe if I can write down every Thursday.
I don't need it every week. I need it, we're meeting every other week. So typically you're going to be on a Tuesday, but I think I might have blown it here somewhere. You probably really should be on a Monday.
So every other Thursday, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay,
so the next one will be next Thursday. So whatever next Thursday is, the 22nd. So you just say...
Every other Thursday.
Right.
Starting
now.
22nd.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so Linda, you...
Right. Okay, I know. I will.
You can just update yours by the 22nd and send it in. You don't have to do it today. Okay?
And then, Don, the daily activity record every day. You want that faxed to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have any sign of Joan or Mary? No Mary or Joan. Okay. I want you to write down 4 books that I'd like you to pick up.
Okay.
I'll give you the title and the author, so write. Let me know when you're ready to move on. First one, okay. Instant Millionaire by Mark Fisher.
Okay.
How to Think Like a Millionaire.
How to Think Like a Millionaire?
How to Think Like a Millionaire by Mark Fisher and Mark Allen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, and then the third one is Focal Point by Brian Tracy.
Okay.
And the fourth one is The Success Principles.
Does?
Success Principles by Jack Canfield.
I'm sorry, what is it? Success
Principles.
Okay,
and then finally the last one is 7 Strategies to Wealth and Happiness. By Jim Rohn. Rohn.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the thing that I want you guys to do. Actually, if you would switch the positions of the 7 strategies to wealth and happiness and principle and the success principles, be the last one. Otherwise, they were in order of how I would like you to read them.
Around the last two.
Yeah, I forgot to put in the 7 strategies would be number 4, actually, and number 5 would be the success principles.
Okay.
All right. And you want us to read them in that order?
Yeah. So order them.
Okay.
I would order all 5 of them. I'd order them online. Don't go to a bookstore. You might find 1 out of the 5. If you go to a bookstore, then you'll still have to order them.
No, they're a lot cheaper. I found out a lot cheaper on Amazon. And if you order all 5 of them, you'll save on postage.
Postage, right.
Okay.
That's usually what I do. Anyway, I'm asking you to read these books. I'm asking you to read them in the order. There's no pressure or, everybody reads at a different pace. But I would like you to commit to reading, once you've got these books, which, let's say by the first part of next week, you've got them. Hopefully, then start reading 15 to 30 minutes a night. Okay?
Yep.
These are great books. They're going to start to open your mind to where I'm going to be taking you, to some of the things that we're going to travel through over the course of the next 22, 24 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
That sounds really exciting, Don.
Okay.
Good. Okay. That is all I'm going to give you. It's actually quite a bit for a start. But then I want to go through this this session, and I think the other thing I want you to do, and I wish everybody else was on the phone, but at least you two will be prepared. Always read 1 session ahead. Okay.
Okay.
So technically, you guys should have, I think I mentioned this to you last time, to read session 1 before we got...
Well, we already read it anyway, so...
Okay. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I want you guys to read, even though you may have read it, you're going to read it with me as a different teacher, a different trainer, different coach. But I'm going to go through this, and I'm going to go through it differently than probably what you will, because I've done this a number of times. So I've got my high points. I can't. There's not enough time to cover everything that's in this section, so I really get focused on the specifics. Like right now, building your business, four core plans. The four core plans are time management, business management, personal management, activity management, and we've got to be able to manage all of those areas. If you've been, you know, in some of the struggles that you had over the last few months, I would imagine that business management wasn't great. I would imagine that time management bounced around quite a bit. And, you know, personal management and activity management. Activity management actually speaks to what we just talked about with tracking. And the bottom line is, and I apologize once again, activity management is a key focal point of your business. So when you look at activity management, you know, if I quit tracking, how much am I managing my activity?
Right.
I can't. It's impossible to manage it. In other words, you know, so you can see right off the bat, look, where we're starting. You know, I'm asking you to go back and track the daily activity record evaluation form. You know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, what the purpose of that form is to take you to a weekly, to a monthly. So now you got monthly numbers. And, you know, if you know Excel, you can create a spreadsheet. If you don't know Excel, you can just stick it in a notebook, and every month you can go back and you can see, okay, wow, this is what happened. I can even take those and compile a whole year's worth of information after I've been doing this for a year. What it's going to tell me in the end is that, hey, man, you know, I made, you know, my goal was to make 5 contacts a day. Okay, 5 contacts a day, which is pretty minimal, and yet it's still strong. 5 contacts a day. Do you know how many contacts that is in the course of a year? I do, 1,300 plus. Okay, so 1,300 plus contacts, new contacts, is what I'd be making if I'm picking up the phone doing my prospecting every, you know, and that's 5 days a week. It's not 7 days a week. That's 5 days a week, 1,300 plus. So when I get to July 1st and I look at, okay, look, my goal is, if my goal was to be at, you know, 5 a day, then I should be at 650 contacts. And when I go back and I look at and I see the inconsistencies in my activity and I see, well, you know, I've got 238, I go, wow. It's those once in a whiles that I think are happening, that are happening more than once in a while, where I'm not actually doing it. Where I see how easily consistency is broken down. Does that make sense? When you actually track this, when you see this and you say, okay, my goal is, you know, I should be at 1,300 by, you know, I'm on July 1st and I go, you know what, I got 700 contacts. I'm ahead of my goal. I'm doing great. You know, I got to keep tracking because I know how easy it is to fall off, especially when I get towards the end of the year, November, December. I got to stay on top. It's not a big thing. You know, it's one thing that I do in my business. It's kind of like, you know, if you're a painter, you paint houses for a living. You know, it'd be great if all you had to do is just go out there, put the ladder up, and start spraying away. But the reality is that you've got to do all the prep work. The prep work may be sanding and feathering and primering and taping windows and so on and so forth and doing all those things. And then once you've got all those things done, then you get to do the fun part when you spray and make a big difference. Well, prospecting is that prep work. You know, it's that presentation that I have to do every day in order to be able to pull out my listings, pendings, and close and show you who I am at the end of the year. Make sense?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so activity management, unfortunately, we gave you the wrong message with Michael, and it is extremely important. I will I will keep pounding away at this. You guys fall off track, I'll keep pounding away. You'll probably get tired of it. But understand, I'm not saying it just because I lack for things to say. It is truly important area. I need to keep track. If I don't know where I am, I can't make adjustments. You know, you'll hear me say this time and time again. Awareness. Awareness is a key to change. If I'm aware of something, I can change it. If I'm not aware of it, I'm wandering around going, you know, and it's kind of like what Linda said to me this morning. Man, I know I'm busy. I'm working hard, but I'm not getting the results. Not seeing the results. Well, then you know you're doing something that's not working. So you can look at that and you go, okay, wow, you know, I'm working hard and I'm not making any money right this minute, so I must be doing something wrong. How do I figure out what that something is? And that comes back to tracking, being able to look at when I'm tracking my day by the half hour, whether I'm tracking, you know, whether it's time management, you know, whether I'm, you know, how am I spending my time? Am I in DIPA stuff? Am I into PSA stuff? Or am I into what I call WOT stuff that's not even on that form? It's called waste of time stuff. You know, it is imperative that I start to really know and be honest with myself. Sometimes it's not easy to be honest with ourselves. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it is. It's tough. Okay, so we got personal management. Again, you know, you look at the right-hand side of that form. You look at the right-hand side of that form of the daily activity record evaluation, and you see where it says personal development. And this would be personal development is any reading that I'm giving you. You know, it's not a novel, but if it's some of the self-improvement books that I'll give you. If it's, you know, if it's actual coaching, if it's working on coaching assignments, these would all be, you know, personal development or what I would call IIPA stuff. You know, and I want to make sure that I've got time. You know, when you start reading 15 to 30 minutes a day, you know, I want to keep track of it. If you're working out, exercising, you know, if you're into the Word, you're praying, reading, those kinds of things, put it down there. All that side really is about is anything that I do that makes me a better me. Anything that I do that makes me a better me. So if I'm exercising, working out, you know, that would make you a better you. It would give you more longevity, more capacity to do more longer, so on and so forth, right?
Yep.
Right.
Okay, business management. Business management is it is being able to, and some of business management fits into what we've just been talking about. In other words, working on my business, not just in my business. In other words, you know, most of the time you guys are working in your business. That's where your frustration came from, Linda. You know, the last couple of years, you're working in your business. You're out there, you're running around, you're showing people properties, you're, you know, you're listing houses and so on and so forth. You're working in your business. And then when we come back and we say, you know, business management, we say, okay, this is what we call business planning. It's working on my business. It's laying the groundwork for what specifically I'm going to have to do. You know, at the end of the year, it would be, you know, going back through my activity management and seeing what my goals were going to be based on what I did the previous year. So business management is really just kind of laying out, okay, what are the things that are important for me to be doing? How do I get more DIPA out of my day? So you look at business management, you look at activity management, time management, personal management, all really fall underneath business management. They all fall into the same category. When you look at personal management, you see that activity management and time management fall into that group. When you look at activity management is truly just activity management, so it's just the one. You look at time management, you look at that, and it says, okay, well, time management is something that, you know, applies to each one of these areas. In other words, if I have time management in my business management, if I have time management in my personal life, if I have time management in my activity to make sure it gets done, you know, I'm in good shape. You with me?
Oh, yeah.
Time management is always ranked as one of the top three problems in surveys that we conduct with agents. You know, we get asked to speak on time management more than any other topic. The thing that we have a tendency to do with this time management thing is I think we give too much hope when we talk about time management with our clients. In other words, you're never going to perfect this, but it is a process that you will continually work to get better and better and better. You know, Tony Robbins said it this way: constant and never-ending improvement is one of the stepping stones to success. Constant and never-ending improvement. In other words, I don't have to take something from 0 to 100 in one day. I don't have to take something that I'm particularly, you know, that I might be 50% good at and turn it into 100% immediately. You know, if I'm 50%, you know, constant, never-ending improvement means, you know, tomorrow I'm 51% better. You know, 2 weeks from now I'm 52% better. You know, it's just made those small distinctions that make us better. It's the same thing that we, you know, when I say, you know, time management is something that, look, you're never going to perfect, and if perfection is the bar, you're always going to be frustrated. So what you got to recognize is that time management, and we'll go into this a little more next time, but time management is, and it's a very challenging area of focus, okay? And when you apply time management, you will see that there is a substantial difference, okay? You will see that it's also one of those things that you know, you may start doing and want to pull your hair out and throw it out the window or catch it on fire and hope you never see it again. That's not gonna help you get good at time management. It's just going to get it out of your mind. Okay? Any questions on those four areas?
No.
Okay. Again, going back to one of the activity, and you'll hear me say this again, one of the champion rules: when performance is measured, performance improves. When performance is measured and reported, performance improves faster. So when you look at it like that, you go, okay, number one, if I don't record my performance, my activity, like we talked about a minute ago, if I don't record that, then how will I ever improve it? Because I don't even have a baseline. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I am tracking it, okay, now I see, okay, look, I was supposed to make my 5. I did make my 5. Great, 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 great. You know, today I did it again. Oops, blew it, didn't make it. Okay, you know, I have to send these to Don. Okay, champ, you know, when performance is measured and reported, means that there's some accountability. Okay, now,
right.
I got to tell you guys, when it comes to a group of 4 or a group of 10, you know, the accountability is not super strong. You know, I will do my best to check everything that you send in. But, again, this is getting you in the habit of sending it in. If you don't send it in, I will call you guys on it. And, you know, that's where the accountability goes. But even when I'm coaching one-on-one clients, you know, I tell them, look, you know, accountability is only as good as you allow me to make it. In other words, if I can only hold you as accountable as you allow me to. So the bottom line is that's where why you're sending these to me. That's why, you know, you want to have that accountability. And if you don't do the work, or you don't, you know, and I get this excuse a lot, especially on the listing pendings and closed, if you don't, well, nothing changed, so I didn't send it. And that's all the more reason I want you to send it. Because the way I look at that form, I can certainly tell that you did nothing between here and the last time we talked. You either didn't get a sale, or you didn't put something under contract, or didn't close something, or you didn't list something. You know, again, that hurts you when you have to send it to me. Anybody disagree?
Right.
Okay. And that's part of what we're that's part of what we're trying to accomplish with that. I want you to feel the pain. I want you to feel it. You know, I'm not your judge. I'm just the guy that's trying to help you. So don't get caught up in what will he think or what, you know, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. Okay? But it's not personal. Okay?
Right. Okay.
What is a champion agent? Five characteristics of a champion agent. Champion agent realizes there's a price to be paid. You know, I like this one because nothing comes to someone who has climbed to a champion level that hasn't been earned or paid for. And, you know, there's a price to pay for success in any area. Price to pay can mean a number of things to a number of people. You take a look at some of the top producers in our industry. You look at some of your peers who are out there, been out there, and there are varying measures of success. There are individuals out there who, you know, who work 24/7, have no balance, maybe making a lot of money, but have no relationships, and have no, you know, may have lost a family or two along the way in the process because they're focused on feeding their ego, not their family. And that is, you know, that's a dangerous place to be. You got to look for those, you know, and then there are those who have balance and may not be making as much as Mr. X, who lost everything but family. Their focus was on money. In other words, there's a balance to this whole thing. Look, and you can grow your balance. You can grow your balance, but you need to make sure that you stay on track. When I was selling real estate, you know, I spent 16 years in this business, and you know, when I first came out, I came out of the chute hard and fast. You know, I had a lot of, I had connections within the community, and you know, I'd been around for a while, and I was pretty good with people, pretty good with connection, you know, rapport, and so on and so forth. So I came out pretty good, but, you know, one of the things I did was I decided I was just going to do everything I could to get as much business as I could. And so I was, you know, I had all my phone numbers. 1984, I had all my phone numbers on my card. It was just this gobbly mess of, you know, five or six different phone numbers. I have no idea what I was trying to say other than look at me and look at how many phone numbers I have, and by all means, you will never have trouble finding me. I look back at that now and I think, okay, well, that was mostly ego. You know, yeah, I had a cell phone, I had a pager, and I had, you know, a home phone and a cell phone, or a home phone and an office phone number. And, you know, all the ways at that time that you could get in contact with someone. Well, what it did over the course of time was, you know, it set me up to be a 24/7 kind of guy. And, you know, you talk about, you know, climbing the ladder of success and then all of a sudden finding out it was placed against the wrong building. That's where I found myself, okay? And the reason why I found myself there was because I was doing well. I was doing well in the business. People knew me. I had no balance as far as time management goes. And what I about cost me everything that I held dear to myself, my family, you know, my wife. It didn't, because I got the wake-up call and because I made some adjustments and I started to realize what was important. It wasn't just my ego. So, again, it's part of why I say, you know, have to realize that there is a price to be paid, but it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be a loss. You don't have to give up things that are important to you. You just have to make good decisions about what, you know, is this fulfilling the outcome that I'm wanting it to fulfill. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. All right. And then when you look at the next one, hang on here. Well, again, let me add these to the price you pay. You know, how are you scripts and dialogues, you know, to generate leads and drive leads to an appointment? Where are you in conversion ratios? In other words, what are your conversion ratios? Again, you don't know this information until you've tracked. So I'm throwing it out there. You know, how strong is your listing presentation, especially when you're competing against another agent? You know, and I could ask you that question. We're going to get into this a little bit later, but, you know, just when you start to look at, okay, there is a price, I need to be working on each one of these until I get each one of these complete. You know, how long is the presentation? Is it fine-tuned? Are you there for an hour? Are you there for 40 minutes? Are you there for 3 hours? If you're there for 3 hours, you're there way too long. You know, if you're there for 3 hours, you know, you don't have a plan. You know, you should be able to do a good listing presentation in 30 to 45 minutes and be out the door within an hour, okay? And that's with the listing. You know, can you get a buyer to come into the office for your consultation, or are you constantly running around meeting them? In other words, a line I use a lot is, this is how I work. This is how I work means, okay, I want you to know how I work because that's how we're going to work together, okay? Versus when you have no idea of how you're going to, you know, somebody calls you up and they say, well, Linda, can you come out and list my house? What do you say?
What do I say?
Yeah.
A lot of times,
Give me one. I just called you up and I said, Linda, come over and list my house, can you?
I'll say yes first. You know, a lot of times they send a pre-listing packet.
Okay, but typically that's what we're going to say, you know, and until you've been trained in some of the areas.
Yes.
Yeah, you bet. Great. You know, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Hey, man, nobody ever called me before.
Sure.
But when I say, you know what, Linda, thanks for calling. Let me share it a little bit with you how I work. First thing is I want to get you some information. I want to get you some information, a little bit about me and about what I do. I'd like to take about 10 minutes walk through your home, and then I'll come back over, and we'll sit down and talk about listing your home. But I need to get some preparation before. In other words, and that might be what you do, but what you've done is you basically told them how this is going to work. Whereas most of us would say, hey, look, you bet, be over there. I can be over there in 5 minutes. Because I don't have anything else to do, and you sound like someone who wants to give me something to do. So, you know, whether we say it quite like that or something like that, that's usually what happens. And now you're that, you know, you envision yourself as this busy, productive, top producing agent, and you're less likely to jump on those opportunities. Those opportunities come along constantly; they're frequent. They're coming at you all the time. So we want to get into this is how I work, and that's another area that we'll spend some time in here as we get down the road. Do they sign a buyer agency contract every time after your consultation? You know, how are you responding to objections in sales? Are you good at objection handling? Do you get that deer in the headlight look when somebody says, yeah, but what are you going to do about this? You know, do you understand what objection handling is about? Is that an area that we need to focus on? Do you really close on a client at the end of every presentation, or do you wait for them to close on themselves? So when you look at this, is there a price to pay? Yeah, I would venture a guess that neither one of you would say, hey, look, I'm perfect at all of those. So the price to pay is education. The price to pay is repetition. It's consistency. It's over and over and doing it over and over again. You know, when you start to look at, are you willing to pay the price? That's a question you have to ask yourself. You know, are you willing to invest the time, energy, emotion, and money to become a champion? Well, you're on this phone call. You've spent some money to get into this coaching program. It wasn't what you thought it was going to be. I think you see that it's going to be a little bit different now. I think you see, okay, look, this is money well spent. You're willing to invest the money, and if you're willing to do the work, that's the time and energy and emotion that it takes to become a champion. Repetition is the mother of skill. As you do, you become, okay? Number two, a champion agent is ready and willing to make the sacrifice that is necessary. And, you know, when it comes to sacrifice, you know, it depends on where you are right now. But, you know, this business, if you were an accountant or a tax preparer, and you said, okay, well, I only work 30 hours a week, period, ever, okay? And we all know that tax preparers are pretty busy between January and April 15th. Well, there's no business after that, but that's the bulk of their business, you know, is getting people prepped and get their taxes in and so on and so forth. You know, if I say, well, I'm only going to work 30 hours a week during tax season, I'm going to miss out, aren't I?
Right.
Okay. So I say this, you know, sometimes you just got to be willing to trade short-term balance for long-term balance. And that is, look, you know, if I'm, we're heading into the summer across the country right now, and it's normally one of the hottest times of the year. We've had a really, really tough first and almost second quarter across the country. And, you know, the reality is, okay, well, for me to say, you know, I'm gonna only work 30, 40 hours a week, you know, all summer, is not being willing to pay the price or make the sacrifice. In other words, you may have to work 50, 60 hours a week from, you know, May through September or October. You know, we have some advantages, just like the farmer. You know, the farmer's planting I don't know when a farmer plants, but March or April, they're planting, you know, and they're working all summer long, you know, and then they get, you know, they're all done around October. Okay?
Right.
So they get some time off, they enjoy some time off, and then they, you know, they work on their equipment and go back and do the same thing over again. That's where you guys are with this, you know. And it takes time management in order for you to do this well. You know, are you currently making the right amount of sacrifice to be a champion agent? A champion agent has a skill to focus on the moment. Again, this is one of the tough things, because focusing in on the moment means, you know, you've got to have time to strategize, to work on my business, you know, to make sure that I'm on track, to stay focused with where I'm at. Remember I said working on my business, spending maybe an hour to 90 minutes a week or every other week at the least, you know, really just saying, okay, you know, how am I doing on my tracking? How am I doing on, you know, how am I doing on my goals as far as my production? How's my listening presentation coming along? Am I making some adjustments to that? I feel pretty good about it. You know, the goal isn't to get anything to 100%. I don't think anything at 100% is usually worth the cost, okay? In other words, what I mean by that is, you know, some people will keep working and tweaking on their listing presentation, or they'll keep working on their scripts and dialogues, and we call it the paralysis of analysis, where you just keep working on it and say, you know, one day this is really, really going to be good. And when it is really, really good, I'm going to start using it. Unfortunately, it never gets that 100%. So the goal is to get somewhere in that 85 to 90 percentile and say, okay, look, you know, I can constantly tweak this and make it a little bit better, but I'm not going to wait until it's perfect to use it.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you get sick of me asking that question, but get over it.
Right. I understand that.
Number four, a champion agent accepts nothing less than excellence. And I got to tell you, when it comes down to this one, you know, excellence is subjective. In other words, you know, you have a bar, I have a bar. They may be completely different. That's okay. My excellence is my excellence. My excellence is my expectation of where I'm going to go and what I need to do to get where I need to go. Your excellence is yours. You can constantly raise the bar. You know, when I'm talking to newer agents, and I say, you know, they've been in this business for a year or 2 years, and maybe they made $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. You know, and say, well, you know, you want to make 50, you want to make 100. What do you want to do? You know, and the reality is each one of those steps up, you know, there are plateaus. You know, one of the biggest challenges to get somebody who's done 50,000 to actually break 100, and so on
right.
and so on. You can see, you know, it's because so much of that becomes mental. But the challenge is because we're focused on we have to move our bar. We have to constantly move our bar. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Of course it does. You're getting tired of answering that question. Okay. When you look at, as a champion real estate, the fundamentals of this business are, and you can write these down, but they're actually in the book, fundamentals are prospecting, lead follow-up, presentation, objection handling, closing skills in the sales process, in client care, it's communication and frequency and systems. And in marketing, it's copywriting, strategy, tactics, and implementation. Throw in two more fundamentals, time management and money management, both in business and in personal life, and you will be a champion. And I think it's a great statement. Now when you evaluate that list, it's not a very exciting to look at, especially the sales processes. What you find is that most agents are better at the marketing and client care than the sales process. Would you put yourself in that category? Client care, once I've got the client.
Right.
Once I've got the client, client care can be pretty easy.
Right.
It can be something that's enjoyable, but the sales process takes work on your part.
Right.
The closing process is pressure. Time management, money management, those are tough. You know, so it's no wonder that this particular area is challenging. To become a champion agent, you have to be a champion at all three.
Right.
Okay. If you don't have impeccable skills in those three core areas, you won't be a champion. And what does it take to get impeccable skills?
Repetition. Yes, right?
Repetition. Over and over and over and over again. And finally, a champion realizes it's not what happens, but how you react to it that counts.
Right. Exactly.
And I think that's a key issue. You know, when you look at some of the challenges,
sure.
What happens? You know, if I make my five prospect calls and I get no one or nothing happens, You know, do I get frustrated and quit? If a sale goes south, you know, do I want to walk away from the business? You know, if somebody yells at me because I called them, does it make me want to quit prospecting? Do I don't want to quit picking up the phone? What do I want? What are the challenges that are being presented to me at that particular point, and what? How am I going to react or respond to those things? And so it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with those things. In other words, you know, every day is a new day. It's a fresh day. You know, if you look at that activity record and evaluation form underneath on the left, on the right-hand side, it says rate your day on a scale of 1 to 10. And I put that in there simply because, you know, I found people were struggling. You know, they were struggling because one day would run into the next, and each day is a day unto itself. And you have this one day, okay? So at the end of the day, you want to rate it and move on. You know, if you had a great day, rate it that way and jot yourself a note as to why it was so good, okay? But don't live there. Don't live there. In other words, that was yesterday, okay? Today is a new day. It doesn't mean that it's a bad day or you're starting over from ground zero. It just means today has its own challenges and its own successes. Okay, I'm not going to live on yesterday's successes, and I'm not going to beat myself up with yesterday's failures. Okay?
Yep.
All right, guys. I know I'm 3 minutes over, and normally that won't happen, but you've been very attentive, and I actually got through almost everything in here. I hope you got some good stuff from this. You know what you have to do. Joan and Mary didn't show up. No Joan and Mary. If you guys have their numbers or their emails, it'd be nice if you'd say, "Hey, y'all, we missed you." We'll have Tammy do that too.
But they have the accents. We don't. We're New Englanders, right, Rich?
Yeah, you got that right.
Right. I will look forward to talking to you guys in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And have a great, great week. Thanks for being here. And
all right, thank
again,
you.
It was recorded. If you want to listen to it back, if you got to take notes or something, at least it should have been. I did my part.
You did. Thank you.
Yeah.
All
bye,
right. Guys.
And Rich, if I do have, I'll find out if that my daughter's boyfriend.